You're listening to Catch the Current, Boston Style. I'm Amanda Bockel, and I'm here at the GSA booth, the Global Seafood Alliance booth, with Elise Avalon, Marketing Director for the Global Seafood Alliance. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, the booth is popping, and it's for good reason, because you guys just recently launched the Seafood You Can Trust Marketing Toolkit. It just came out right before Boston, obviously.
Within the last couple weeks, yes.
I want to talk to you about this campaign. It was created based on the GlobeScan survey commissioned by GSA.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share some of the results that inspired the campaign and what you're hoping to accomplish with it?
Yes, absolutely. So as you said, we worked with GlobeScan for the first time last year, who conducted this global survey of seafood consumers in Canada, France, Spain, the UK, and the US. 1,000 consumers were surveyed in each of those countries. And these are folks that have purchased seafood within the past 6 months, or they've consumed it within the last year. So these are people that are somewhat regular seafood consumers. And what the survey found was that 2/3 of consumers said that they trust the BAP label, which was awesome for us to see that. And then it also found that more than half of consumers said that seeing the BAP label would influence their decision to purchase a product. And so those results really reinforced for us that third-party certification and labeling can play an important role at the point of purchase. We also asked consumers kind of who they trust when it comes to receiving information about responsibly sourced seafood. And 75% said they trust certification organizations. And then chefs were actually one of the top trusted sources of information as well. 71% of consumers said they trust chefs, which was really cool to see that. And then unsurprisingly, the group that ranked the highest was actually the producers themselves. So fishers, fish farmers at 76%, which, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
That's great to hear, too.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, we know that over the years, consumers increasingly want to know not just where the product comes from, but who produced it and who can speak better to responsible practices than the people that actually implement them. Another insight that was interesting was we asked consumers how they want to receive information about responsibly sourced seafood. And the top answer, of course, was on product packaging, followed by TV, radio, and in-store signage. Okay. And so that tells us that having the BAP label on the product really matters, because that's where consumers are looking to first when making that purchase decision.
Yeah.
And then another question, which was super interesting for me, just as a marketer, was we asked folks which messages resonated the most with them and would motivate them the most to purchase the product. And so we gave them a variety of taglines to choose from. And Seafood You Can Trust came out as one of the top messages in every country. And so that's kind of how we ended up with this tagline for this campaign.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. So knowing kind of all of this information from this survey, and if you're interested in learning more and you're listening to this, you can learn more on our website. We did a webinar on it in December with GlobeScan. Feel free to check that out. It's on YouTube. But knowing all of this, what we want to accomplish with this campaign is giving consumers confidence that the product that they're purchasing is responsibly sourced.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know how complex seafood is. And I think sometimes we ask too much of the consumer, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think people want to go into a grocery store and have to think about, oh, should I be avoiding this country of origin? Should I be avoiding this species? People just want to buy a piece of fish and know that it was responsibly raised and that it's healthy for them and their families. And so I think that's kind of one of the great things about third-party certification is it's essentially, it levels the playing field there. So they don't have to think about all of those things. They just have to look for the label. And that's really
one thing off the plate.
Right.
100%. Yeah. If I don't have to worry about that,
exactly.
If I can see this and trust it, that's huge.
Yes, exactly. I think, you know, we have already so many decisions we have to make throughout the day. Like, let's just make this simple. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this is about. It's about building trust and, you know, enabling consumers to make purchasing decisions that they can feel good about.
Yeah.
And so the way that we're doing that, as you spoke to, is by providing our partners with messaging and point of sale materials that they can use to talk to their customers in stores and digitally, and also educate their, you know, seafood counter personnel as well.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's not something I would have thought about. And obviously you see the signage and you're like, oh, no, this is great. But then you go to ask somebody, and if they can't tell you the answer, if they can't tell you more information.
Yeah, and that's definitely an audience that we want to educate more. And to your point, these are the folks that are you know, in the store getting all the questions, and we want them to feel as prepared as they can. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that, you know, we're doing with Save Mart is we provided them with a variety of educational assets that we have that, you know, just introduce them not only to BAP, but to aquaculture, because I think a lot of folks don't even really know what aquaculture looks like. And so providing them with kind of that educational material that they can then look at on their own time and learn a little bit more about, I think is really helpful.
Yeah, like you would hope that a retailer, somebody wouldn't just put somebody behind the counter and be like, okay, well, you know, just here's some safety issues, but
they would
educate them. And this is great to have that information because it's not always easy to find.
Yes, so exactly.
To have this right, that resource.
And as an example, you know, one thing that we're doing with Save Mart is they have, you know, ice picks in their fresh cases. And on the front of the ice pick, obviously, is, you know, the BAP label, seafood you can trust. So that's what the consumer sees. But then on the other side of the ice pick is our four pillars, which are environmental responsibility, social accountability, food safety, and animal welfare. So if someone asks them, oh, what does this label mean? They at least can look at the ice pick and say, this is what the standards
that's
cover.
That's great. Yeah. Easy peasy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, you said that you did this poll in countries all over, but you ended up launching it with Save Mart, and now they have nearly 200 stores, and that includes their Save Mart supermarkets, Lucky, Food Max stores. You know, they're primarily in California and Nevada. Mm-hmm. Is that a region that was specifically targeted to launch the campaign? Why there?
Yeah, that's a great question, and the short answer is no. We've been working with Save Mart for a little while now, and they've just been a really engaged retailer, and they see the value in having this message in stores. And so they really came to us and they were like, we want to be a leader in this campaign.
Wow.
And it actually worked out really nicely with the timing of it, because they asked us, you know, how can we put more messaging in stores? Like, what else can we be doing? And I said, well, we actually are launching a new campaign soon. And they were like, well, that's perfect.
So, the timing could have been better there. That's great.
Yeah. So the campaign as a whole really can be applicable to any, you know, retailer or food service partner that we have that sources BAP certified seafood. It really just happened to be that they were the first ones. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You mentioned food service. Yeah. So it's the same assets. How would that work?
Yeah. So in our toolkit, we have, you know, messaging. We have some signage that can be used in restaurants. They can call it out on their menu as well. There's so much we can do. And I think, you know, I guess what I want to say to folks who are listening, who source BAP seafood and want to talk about it, is we can really work with you on an individual basis. And depending on what you think would be helpful for your customers, we can provide a customized approach. Also, in the food service space, I want to bring it back to that stat about chefs and how chefs are one of the most trusted sources of information for consumers. And that's an audience I feel like we really haven't tapped into yet. And so one thing we're doing this year is we're working with Great British Chefs.
Okay.
And so we're working with them to create chef-led recipe content that is targeting both chefs and consumers. And so we're super excited about that project. You guys are the first to hear about it. We haven't announced it yet.
Wow.
But we'll be launching that later this year, so look out for that.
All right, you heard it first on Catch the Current.
Yeah.
Elise, thanks so much. Visit the GSA booth if you're still
yes.
at
Come
Seafood
see
Expo
us.
North America. And we're all fighting out undercurrent to go to Thailand.
Yes. Oh, my God. Please, please, please come to Thailand. We have our annual Responsible Seafood Summit this year in Bangkok, co-hosted by the Center for Responsible Seafood. Please come. It's in September.
I've been watching that you sent some team members over there. And
yes.
I'm like, wow, I can't
We're
wait to see what the
We're in full prep mode right now.
Very, very exciting. All right. Thanks, Elise.
Thank you so much.